Amen. Praise the Lord for the grace of Almighty God. What a blessing. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, look with me to the book of Luke in chapter 3. Luke in chapter 3, as we continue our study on John the Baptist, the life of John the Baptist. We've been in it for several months now, and I trust it's been a blessing to you. It's been a tremendous blessing to me in just preparing to preach and teach the biblical truths and the biblical principles found in the example of the life of John the Baptist. We began the series with answering the question, who was John the Baptist? And we started by looking at what Jesus said about John the Baptist. And he said some great things about the person of John the Baptist. But one of the things that he said that ought to help us to hold on to, we need to look to his example, is that there's none greater. None greater. He was greatly used by God. He said, and there's other men greatly used by God, Old Testament as well, but in New Testament, but there's none greater. And so we studied some of what Jesus said about John the Baptist. And then we looked in the Bible when it started talking about John the Baptist, and his ministry began with his parents. First thing we know about John the Baptist is we learn about his parents. They was blameless, righteous before God. God chose them. His ministry began with his parents. His title was the prophet of the highest, and his task was to give knowledge of salvation. Now, you stop and think about that. That's exactly what every born-again believer should be doing today. Our title is Prophet of the Highest. We represent Christ. He was pointing people to Christ. He was preparing, making the way for Christ, pointing people to Christ. And all we are to do is to make sure that we're pointing people back to Christ. Amen? Looking back to the cross of Calvary and who he was and who he is. And Prophet of the Highest, there's no higher calling than to be used to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great opportunity we have as Christians is to point people to Christ. John's development, we looked at that and finished that last week. And one verse, actually, in Luke in chapter 1 and verse 80, there's a whole lot there. Let me just read it to you, because this is what we already studied. It says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. That's all we have about the life of John the Baptist for 30 years. And yet, it took us 3 weeks to get through that. But still, yet, what a blessing there. His development reveals that he developed physically. Very important that we develop physically. It tells us about what he ate when he came and helps us to understand that he was raised to have a disciplined diet. And we need to learn from that. He developed spiritually. And every child needs to develop spiritually. And every parent needs to raise them to understand that. And then he developed vocationally and what he was going to do with his life. Three areas, very important, that we can learn from the John the Baptist, the witness and the testimony of John the Baptist, and just that one verse. And boy, that'll help every parent if you'll just look to it and learn from that. Well, the next mention of John is found in Luke chapter 3. As we continue our study on the life of John the Baptist, I'm just presenting what the Bible reveals to us about the life of John the Baptist. And for 30 years, that's what it was all about. His development physically, spiritually, and vocationally. And now we look at the next mention of John is found in Luke in chapter 3. Stand with me, we'll read it, and this is what we're going to be looking at tonight. The beginning of his public ministry. The beginning of John's public ministry. Luke chapter 3. All right, now everyone plugged in tonight. You know, half the battle is getting here, and you've won that. Praise the Lord for it. Amen. Satan can't take that away from you. He fought you, but you won the battle. Now the next half of the battle tonight is to plug in, let God speak to you, receive what God has for us. Don't let him win that battle and keeping from you what God has for you tonight. Amen. And so Luke chapter 3, verse 1. Now the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. It's powerful stuff. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And we thank you for the opportunity that you made available for each one that's here tonight to be in church and for their desire to take advantage of the opportunity and be here. I just pray, God, that you'd bless their faith. I pray, God, for each one that's here, that you'd give us that ear to hear what you have for us, heart to make an application. Empower the preaching and the teaching of thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, all four of the Gospels reveal a little bit about the beginning of his public ministry. Starting in the book of Matthew, let me just read to you. You can follow me if you like, but just two verses there in Matthew. Matthew chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we find that Matthew records his beginning. It says, and in those days came, and all he says is, in those days. Now, we're going to find that Luke describes much more about the time of the events. And it's very important that God controls the timing of the events of our lives. And in those days, that's all that Matthew says about it. But then he says, John the Baptist came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that was the beginning that Matthew reveals to us concerning the beginning of his public ministry. In the book of Mark in chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sin. And so we find here, in starting out the book of Mark, John starts out with revealing John's beginning of John's public ministry. And then, if you will, in the book of John, in chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, the Bible says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. He came as a light, but he was not the light. And so we find that John here is recording John the Baptist's beginning to his public ministry. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, as we study the scriptures, we know that John's public ministry would only last somewhere between 6 months and 1 year. 30 years in preparing to serve God publicly for 6 months to a year, and then he was imprisoned and he would have his life taken from him by being beheaded. And there's none greater than John the Baptist. No one had a greater impact on this world. None accomplished any more than what John accomplished. And his public ministry lasted from 6 months to a year. Wow. Now think about this. From his birth, we find his birth, and the Bible talks about that, and then it goes to his beginning of his public ministry. John the Baptist. We know that he was being prepared for 30 years for 6 months to a year of public service to God. He was being prepared as he was growing physically and as he was growing spiritually and he was growing vocationally, knowing that God had a purpose for his life, basically. And he would have had some idea, I guess. We don't know exactly all that he would have known about what he was to do. He just was raised to know that he was growing spiritually, having a better understanding of the prophecy of the Old Testament, having a better understanding of how God was going to work in his life. And what we don't know exactly all that he understood, but for 30 years he was waiting for his public ministry. As far as we know, he stayed at home. As far as we know, he was staying underneath the authority of his mother and father. He was honoring his parents and he was serving his parents and doing whatever he could as he was being prepared. I believe if he knew that there, God had a personal will for his life and God was going to do something very special through John the Baptist, I no doubt that his righteous mother and father and his blameless mother and father would have raised him to understand that God has a purpose for your life. Don't get ahead of God. Be ready and willing to do whatever it is that God tells you to do when it's time to do it. I wonder at the age 16 if he went into his parents and said, "Is it time? Is it time?" And they would have said, "Well, we don't know. Has God spoke to you? Has God told you it's time?" No, it's not time. Maybe when he turned 18. Is it time? Is it time? We don't know. I can't tell you for sure God's personal will for your life. Has God spoke to you about it? Well, no, not time. 21 years of age. I'm highlighting some years for our generation that seem to be milestones. Amen. We hit that. Those 16, 18, 21. We know it all by 21 years of age. Is it time? Is it time? We don't know. Has God spoke to you? Has God revealed it's time? No, it's not time. Maybe 25. We're in our prime, right? Is it time? Is it time? We don't know. These were parents that were blameless and righteous in the sight of God. They weren't going to tell him something that they didn't know for sure was the will of God for his life. Only God knew when it was going to be time. And then he turned 30. And God spoke to him. Now, this is important because John's call. Look, if you will, in chapter 3, Luke, verse 2. The word of God came unto John. Now, he had the scriptures, and he understood God was going to do something through him, and he didn't know exactly what it was, and he just was prepared for 30 years. But at 30 years of age, the word of God came to John. Let me make a statement that God gave me in preparing this, and I think it's so important that we get a hold of, as concerning the personal will of God and perfect will of God for our lives, is do all we can with what God has given and allow God to be God in controlling those things that we have no control over. Do all we can with what God has given. 30 years. He had enough to keep him busy, because God was growing him physically, and God was growing him spiritually, and God was growing him vocationally to prepare him for that vocation, to prepare him for that public ministry. And so do all we can with what God has given and allow God to be God during that time. His parent says, "We're not God. We can't tell you God's personal will for your life. Has God spoken to you? Do you know? Are you sure that you know this is God's personal will for your life? And are you sure you know that God has spoken to you and He is directing you in your life? If until that takes place, until you have that assurance and that knowledge of God directing you, stay still. Do all we can with what God has given and allow God to be God in controlling those things that we have no control over. What a great ministry and what a great contribution to his generation and beyond that John the Baptist had on us. And he prepared for 30 years for 6 months to a year of public ministry. Wow. Okay, so John's call. What led John to begin his public ministry? And how did he know when? Did you ever, I think every one of us struggle with this at some point. What is your personal will for my life, God? Is it time for me to get married? Is it time for me to leave the house? Is it time for me to do this? Is it time for me to go to Bible college? Is it time for me to step out on my own? What is your personal will for my life? I think we can learn from John the Baptist. I think that's what it's here for. John's call. The Word of God came to John, and when the Word of God came to John, he went. He moved. See, God's calling upon a person's life has always been this huge spiritual battle, and it's because it is a big deal. It's what God's prepared you for. It's what God is trying to prepare you for. It's what God is working in your life, because only God knows exactly how He wants to work through your life to impact your generation, to possibly impact your family, to impact your friends, to impact your neighborhood, to impact your city, your state, your world. God, as we study in the life of Paul, we find that this, the thought that we had throughout that whole story is God has the whole world and eternity in view all the time. We are limited what we see. We're limited by understanding. But God has the whole world and eternity in view all the time. And what God is doing in our life right now, I guarantee you, He has a purpose for it and how it's going to impact the whole world and eternity in somebody's and possibly many people's lives. So Satan is out to keep you from ever knowing that. And once you know it, Satan's going to be there to try to discourage you and talk you out of it. That's the spiritual opposition to the spiritual life that God has for us to live. So we find here that John, after his birth, we find this. So the Bible would have us to understand that he had been preparing himself for 30 years. As far as we know, he was honoring his mother and father, and he was possibly still living at home. He was still in the deserts. John had been given priorities and putting his priorities in place to God's command for his will, what his known will for his life, and just doing what he knew God would have him to do. As a teenager, John, because he had godly parents and he understood the will of God for a teenager, and it was to honor mother and father, to obey mom and dad. And so there's no doubt in my mind as he was preparing himself for whatever that would be and God would call him to do, whatever knowledge he had of it, he understood that what I have right now, I have to do the most and the with what I have right now and letting God be God and waiting for God to change the circumstances or to give me direction and to the next phase of my life. See, doing God's revealed will lead us to His personal will for our lives. You can come to me at any point and ask me, "Preacher, what's God's will for my life?" And I can open up the Bible and I can say, "This is God's will for your life," because it's God's will for everybody's life. It's God's will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. It's God's will for you to get saved. If you're not saved, I know it's God's will. He wants you to get saved right now. I know it's God's will for you, once you get saved, to get baptized. I know for God's will for every one of us, once you get baptized, is to join the church and use your talents and your abilities to serve the Lord. I know that there's certain things. I can open the Bible and I can guarantee you of God's revealed will for your life. Why? Because He's revealed it. He's written it down for us. You come into me, I can give you God's revealed will for your life. And then you say, "Preacher, what is God's personal will for my life?" And I'll say, "I don't know. Has God spoke to you?" That's how you need to address your children. I believe that Zacharias addressed John that way. I believe that Elizabeth would have addressed her son that way, because that's all they knew. I can tell you what we know. Beyond that, God's got to reveal it to you. Parents, don't try to take God's position in your child's life. You got your hands full just revealing to them what God's revealed to us. Amen. That's a full-time job. Focus on that, because that's what God has revealed. Do all that you can do with what He's already given to you. And while you're doing that, let God be God and let God determine where they go from there. The Bible does say to us in James 4:17, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin." If you're living in sin, you'll never understand and you'll never accomplish God's personal will for your life. I can tell you that. Sin will separate you from fellowship with God. If you have no fellowship with God, you are not going to be able to understand and hear from God. John's call. How did John know it was time? 16, 18, 21, 25. Not until he was 30. And how he knew when he was 30 is the word of God came to him. Yeah. Many fall short of doing His revealed will. And because they fall short of doing His revealed will, they never accomplish His personal will. And the reason that they fail to do His revealed will, I think Jonah is a good example. It was all fine and good for Jonah to be called a prophet of God's. And Jonah possibly enjoyed representing God when he was able to represent Him to the people he wanted to represent Him to. It wasn't until God came to Jonah and said, "Jonah, my will for you now is to go to Nineveh." And Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't understand that was part of the call, to do whatever God said to do. And so Jonah, now knowing it's revealed will, what did he do? He ran. Somebody that gets saved, they first get saved, they think, "Wow, I don't mind being called a Christian. If being a Christian means that I have everlasting eternal life, praise the Lord for it. I'm a Christian. If being a Christian means that I have access to the Holy of Holies, the presence of God, and I can actually pray by myself, I can pray to God and He'll hear my voice and answer my prayer, I want to be called a Christian. If it means having access to a God who created all things, it means I can let my request be made known to God and God will hear my request and work to meet my every request. Praise the Lord. I want that. Yes. count me a Christian. To find out that I have actually, I can be a part of a church and have a church family and have others pray for me and be there to support me. Praise the Lord, count me in. I want that. I'm a Christian. But then you hear the preacher say, it's God's will for every Christian to tithe. Whoa. Now, I didn't know that was part of it. I didn't know that's what God was going to lead me to do in serving Him. And because they don't want to do what they know they should be doing, they run. Believe it or not, but there's been people that have run from the church when they realized God wanted them to start tithing. They will never accomplish God's personal will for their life because they're not fulfilling God's revealed will for their life. Or when you hear and the preacher gets up and I preach, it's for everyone in this congregation to go soul winning. It's not just for the staff, it's not just for the deacons, but it's for every believer to represent Jesus Christ and go out into the world and tell people how to get saved. And there's always going to be somebody that says, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't know I was going to be called on. I didn't know God was going to expect me to do that. And they run. And while you're running, you'll never accomplish God's personal will. You'll never know God's personal will because you're not doing His revealed will. Yeah. John didn't run. John had prepared himself and he had already committed to prioritizing God's will for his life. When God told him it was time, when God told him what it was he was to do, John was prepared and ready just to say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. As far as we know, I mean, how did John know? The Word of God came to him. How will you know? When you hear the Word of God. But when you hear the Word of God, say yes. Amen. You're on your way to accomplishing all that God has for you to accomplish. The second reason we're done tonight, but John's call, and then John was sent. In John chapter 1, we have the insight here. I mean, this is great insight into not only was John called, the Word of God came to John, but the Word of God told John exactly what to do. When the Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God. The same came for a witness to bear the witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John, you're not the light, but you will bear witness to the light. And I want you to go, and that's what I'm sending you to do, is just not to be the light, but to bear witness of the light. That's every believer. Luke describes, now if you go back to our text, and I use this text because of all what it gives to us here. Luke describes all that was going on in that day. He's the only one that does that. He tells us Rome was the world leaders, and Tiberius Caesar was on the throne. We can look back in history and we can tell you exactly when that was. Matter of fact, it gives us five leaders. Five leaders that the world would recognize and be able to go back and pinpoint the exact time in history. A time that God had allowed for all the pieces of the puzzle of humanity to develop. Not only does God call, but God sends you in the exact time that He has for you to serve. Amen. To the exact people that He's prepared. You don't know what's going on in their life, He does. He knows how He was preparing them when He was preparing you. Everyone that we meet, God knows everything about that individual, even when I don't. when God sent John, he waited till he was 30 for all the pieces of the puzzle of humanity to develop. God is not only aware of time, he is in control of it. The Bible outlines God's purpose for all the dispensations of time. Now, I'm not going to get into all that, but just to give you an idea, dispensation, a period of time during which man is tested in respect of obedience to some specific revelation of the will of God. The first would have been innocence. That would have been Adam and Eve. And they were going to be tested to what God revealed to be his will for their lives. There's always a testing and there's always a judgment in every dispensation of time. We go through the Bible. There's a time of conscience. Adam and Eve. Human government. Dispensation of promise, the Abrahamic covenant. Just promised Abraham, by faith in what I've promised you, go out and do what I've told you to do. We look back in history of humanity, we find that to be true. Then we find the law was given through Moses. Now they have the revelation of God through the law, and God would judge them as to their obedience to what God revealed to them concerning the law. From that we find grace, which is the church age, which is the age we're living in right now. And we have been given the full revelation of God's word. We've had it for some 2,000 years, this completion, the full revelation of God's word. And that's what we'll give an account for. And that's what this world will be judged by. What God has revealed concerning his will for this church age. And after this, we'll find the judgments, the tribulation, but then the kingdom rule, the last of the dispensation time. After the kingdom rule, after the 1,000 years, there'll be no more time because time was created by God for humanity. Our generation, this 21st century, is now part of the puzzle of humanity that God has allowed to be to where it is today. One of the most exciting times ever. There's more gadgets, and God has allowed so much technology, and the technology is to help fulfill prophecy so that news can travel around the world in no time at all. I mean, it's nothing for us to view the other side of the world and what's taking place. The riots or whatever's taking place, we can view it on CNN or Fox News. I prefer Fox News. But it's for this day and time. A day and time for humanity is being influenced more by the world than by the philosophies of the world than by the Word of God. Sad. But we still have the Word of God, and we still have the church, and there is a greater need for the witness of every born-again believer today than ever before. God has developed humanity and the time, and we're placed in this. Not only has God called us, but can I tell you, he sent us into our generation. And we have the example of John the Baptist as to see the importance of that, pointing to Christ's coming. And we ought to be able to see the importance of our presence in pointing people back to the reality of God, the reality of Jesus Christ, and the truths of his word. God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us here today. We need to do all we can with what God has given us and allow God to be God and control those things that we have no control over. What a great biblical principle. From the life of John the Baptist. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. Do all we can with what God has given us and allow God to be God in controlling those things that we have no control over. Are we doing all that we can do with what we have? Parents? Come on. Are we doing all that we can? Do you see the importance of that? Husbands? Wives? Christian? You want to be called Christian when it benefits you, but when God starts revealing some tough things, when you know it to be God's will, let God be God and just submit and do what God would have you to do. Wait to understand God's personal wills to make sure that I'm fulfilling God's revealed will. Let's not lose sight of that. I'm not going to have a musical invitation tonight. Very seldom do we, but there's always an invitation. Many have already taken advantage of it, come to the altar. If you need to come tonight, just come. Just you and the Lord. Just come. Whatever God's revealed to you, make a commitment to it. Be aware of what God's given to you. Are you doing all that you can with what you have? Are you doing all that you know to do? Anyone else? Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for the truth of your word. Thank you for the witness of John the Baptist and the scriptures that have revealed to us what we have need to have revealed and being able to study and find these biblical principles that are still very much for our lives today and that we can apply. I pray, God, that we would receive the message that you had for us tonight. Use it to make a difference. I pray for each one that's made a decision tonight, God, that you would strengthen them and help them to leave this place and accomplish whatever it is that you would have them to accomplish. Be with us all as we leave here. Get us all home safely this evening and bring us back at the next appointed hour.